Welcome to Hearsay, KBIA's Community Storytelling Project. It's your stories told here. I'm Sarah Shariari. Today, it's your stories about camaraderie, told to us at the Boone County Veterans of Foreign Wars 280, right here in Columbia. Joe Trombley and his wife Bonnie were visiting with friends, who happened to be Joe's former wife and her husband. Joe and Bonnie told us that their children unite their extended family.
There's four people sitting here, right? That's my wife, that's my ex-wife. That's her husband now, and of course I was her husband before. So if this ain't camaraderie between four people, ain't nothing is. We had five kids together, and her ex had four kids together, so eventually, you know.
But the kids is the reason, basically, that we're all friends and getting along good. I mean, you know, we've had our ups and downs, just like any ex-families or whatever have you, but it's basically the kids that have drawn us closer.
Kim Wishmeyer told us that members understand and support each other.
We all know what each other's going through. If somebody's having a hard time, we're there for them, not there to make fun of them. So, because some of us go through flashbacks and brings back other stuff. Nobody talks about anything that would bring up somebody else's harm. We're always here for each other. So that's what camaraderie is. It's good stuff.
Jerry Townsend says the VFW keeps her social life lively.
My husband passed away 15 years ago, and it's friendship, basically, you know, with the people. And plus, I like dancing. Well, there's a fella from Jeff City. He comes up from there, and he gets me out there and dances. We dance all over the floor. At my age, I enjoy something like that, so.
Donald Briggs told us how important it is to be a comrade to the very end.
Because in the end, right, what we call each other is not what everybody else calls each other. We call each other comrades. And when we talk about saying comrades, we're comrades in arms. It means we've been there, we've done that, and we understand what's going on. I'm in the honor guard for the VFW. I've buried 33 veterans as of today, this year. 33. That's an honor to me. See, we pay them their respect. They get their final due. We put them in the ground.
Thanks for listening to Hearsay. For more stories from around the area, go to kbia.org/hearsay. To find out where we'll be next, follow us at Hearsay KBIA on Twitter and Instagram. I'm Sarah Shariari with producers Hope Kerwin and Katie Eisterhold.